Good evening. This is Ted Nguyen with the Orange County Transportation Authority doing audio boo to all the Twitter followers out there. And here I am in Costa Mesa with the amazing Lucy Dunn, who's the president and CEO of the Orange County Business Council. But she also serves an important role as the Transportation Commissioner for the California Transportation Commission. So tell me, today was filled with a lot of activity with a very important Transportation Commission meeting. Tell us what happened at that meeting. And what does it mean for Orange County?
Well, thank you, Ted. It's my honor to be here and share some really great news for Orange County. Commission tackled three really big issues today. First was on the state's very, very first public-private partnership for Doyle Drive, now known as the Presidio Parkway. Mm-hmm. It's a road that comes right off the Golden Gate Bridge. Mm-hmm. And they tackled those issues to try to figure out how can we make this happen, use private funding to balance limited state dollars, mm-hmm. tax dollars, to make a project work. So really interesting issue. Second big issue was the approval today of a major project for benefiting Orange County and the Inland Empire, mm-hmm. the expansion of the 91 freeway, major corridor, mm-hmm. using design build. Mm-hmm. And that's a very interesting process that allows for a project to be built much faster, much more efficiently.
So it's similar to the design build project that we had in Orange County for the Garden Grove Freeway, where we were able to expedite the freeway construction and deliver it to taxpayers and the driving commuters by 2-3 years off of the original schedule.
Ted, that's exactly right. We already have great success with OCTA's leadership on the 22, and now with Riverside Transportation and Orange County Transportation, will have another great success in the 91. And the third big issue today for Orange County is that the commission approved about $358 million for Orange County projects. That's jobs, jobs, jobs. Mm-hmm. Really important. Mm-hmm. And why my role as the Orange County Business Council mm-hmm. president, it's a great link with transportation, because as you know, infrastructure is the number one item, the number one funding mm-hmm. item to create an economic recovery mm-hmm. of significance.
Mm-hmm. So it means creating jobs right now, but it also means creating a legacy for long-term transportation improvement that will benefit our community for years to come, doesn't it?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And that's why infrastructure investment is an important one of three initiatives that the Orange County Business Council focuses on. So my role as Transportation Commissioner perfectly aligns with the business community's need for both mobility for goods and people.
Now, what do you see as far as, you know, the recovery in Orange County? I know that Orange County, as well as the rest of California, has been impacted by this recession. As far as, you know, leadership in getting out of the economic recession, it's really about Orange County small businesses as well as large corporations that are building and doing things to help get us out of this economic slowdown and recession that we're facing.
Yes, in my role at the Orange County Business Council, we know from our own research that Orange County tends to be the economic engine for the entire Southland, the entire half the state's population. So as Orange County goes, we've been a major jobs creator for many, many years. And although our jobs are down, actually, our unemployment, this is like damning by faint praise, mm-hmm. but our unemployment is not as bad as some of our other mm-hmm. sister counties mm-hmm. in the state. And we're starting to see a little bit of a turnaround. So we're hoping with this infrastructure investment, it will help our unemployment rate go even lower, mm-hmm. more jobs get created, and then we help the rest of the state elevate their economic performance.
So we'll lead the state out of the economic recession. Right. So tell us some of the other initiatives and some programs in the minute that we have left that the Orange County Business Council under your leadership is undertaking. Any special activities sure. that are upcoming that you want to share with us?
Most important is our two other initiatives. We're increasing housing to keep our middle class here. And then secondly is workforce development, education, last but not least, traditional economic development, jobs creation. Big, big issues.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate your leadership and the enthusiasm, but also the can-do and the delivering of specific projects for Orange County businesses.
We're there for you, Ted. Thank you.